Radio Prague News.
Czech MPs have approved the civil service bill overturning the president's veto. Trade unions at Czech Airlines have cancelled a strike after reaching a deal with the company's management. And the majority of Czechs consider Russia a threat for the country's future, according to a new poll. Czech MPs on Friday voted to approve the government's civil service bill, overturning the president's veto of the legislation. The bill should depoliticize public administration and overhaul the rules for the employment of public servants. However, the president had earlier warned he would file a complaint with the Czech Constitutional Court over the bill if it is approved. Mr. Zeman criticized, among other things, the fact that the legislation formally introduces posts of politically appointed deputy ministers. A civil service bill was first adopted in the Czech Republic in 2002 as a prerequisite for the country's accession to the European Union, but has never been implemented. Trade unions at the Czech national carrier Czech Airlines have cancelled a strike planned for next Thursday after they reached a deal with the firm's management. Earlier this week, the troubled firm announced salary cuts and massive layoffs. Some 170 of the airline's 400 cabin crew members are set to lose their jobs under the plan. After negotiations with the trade unions, the management promised to limit the impact of the restructuring. However, the agreement will not affect the basic features of the plan, Václav Řehoř, the head of Czech Airlines' mother company Czech Aero Holdings, said. President Miloš Zeman is visiting China on the first official trip by a Czech head of state to the country in 10 years. Mr. Zeman visited a trade show in Chengdu, the capital of the Sichuan province, on Friday, and met with Chinese Vice Premier Ma Kai. The officials discussed, among other things, plans to launch a direct flight connection between their countries, a spokesman for the Czech president said. Mr. Zeman is accompanied by a large business delegation, which includes representatives of Czech industrial companies, universities and other institutions. The Czech head of state is scheduled to meet with the Chinese president and prime minister on Monday, the last day of his Chinese visit. The Czech finance ministry has lowered its forecast for this year's GDP growth to 2.4%, down from its previous estimate of 2.7%. The ministry said the forecast was cut due to revisions of the country's economic growth in the previous quarters, as calculated according to a new European methodology known as ESA 2010. The ministry expected the economy to grow by 2.5% in the next 2 years, mainly fueled by domestic consumption. Some 65% of Czechs consider Russia a threat for the country's future, according to a poll by the STEM agency released on Friday. Since last year's poll that asked the same question, the number has risen by 29 percentage points. Around 46% of those polls also said that Russia posed a direct threat for the Czech democracy. A majority of Czechs, 80%, consider the crisis in Ukraine to be a threat for peace in Europe. However, 70% of the people who took part in the survey said they did not believe that EU sanctions against Russia would help bring the conflict in Ukraine to an end. The lower house of the Czech parliament has postponed a vote on the controversial child care legislation. The bill would require all nurseries, kindergartens and informal babysitting groups to comply with strict hygiene rules, which critics say could threaten their existence. It would also most likely lead to the closure of some 120 outdoor nurseries known as forest kindergartens. The bill approved by MPs last month returned to the lower house after a presidential veto, and a new vote on the legislation was scheduled on Friday. But the coalition Christian Democrats said MPs should first determine whether the bill should be amended. 5-year-old British cancer patient Asha King has received a final dose of proton beam therapy on Friday, concluding his 6-week-long treatment at Prague's Proton Therapy Centre, doctors at the facility said. The boy has coped well with the treatment and is now able to eat and sit by himself and move his hands, the doctor said. He is now set to return to Spain for rehabilitation. The physicians are optimistic about the boy's prognosis, but said they would only be able to say whether the treatment has been successful in several months' time. Asha King's story received international attention after his parents took him from a UK hospital in August without his doctor's permission. They took him to Spain, where they were arrested before being allowed to come to Prague for the special treatment. In football, Sparta Prague and Slovan Bratislava face sanctions from UEFA, the governing body of European football, following crowd violence during their Europa League tie on Thursday night. The game was suspended for 40 minutes shortly before halftime after violent exchanges occurred between fans of both teams. Sparta eventually won the game 3-0. The hosts in Bratislava now face stadium closure imposed by UEFA for failing to prevent the disturbances, while Sparta's fans could be banned from travelling to their team's away games. A verdict by UEFA's disciplinary committee is expected next week, the Czech Football Association said. And in tennis, top Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová lost to Caroline Wozniacki of Denmark 2-6, 3-6 in the group stage of the WTA Finals in Singapore on Friday and has been eliminated from the event. Kvitová went ahead at the start of both sets but lost her lead after a series of errors and poor serving. The 24-year-old Czech said she was exhausted but that she would be in shape for the Czech Fed Cup team's tie against Germany in Prague next month. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be partially cloudy with occasional fog. Daytime highs should range between 9 and 13 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.